One of the best things you can ever do in your life is to change your words. I said, one of the best things you can ever do in your life is change your words. There's a scripture in the Bible, in Proverbs, that says death and life are in the power of the tongue. In other words, your tongue, your words have the ability to shape your world. I said, your words has the ability to shape your world. You can either speak death over your life, or you can begin to speak life over who you are. And you've got to get to a place where you stop talking death and start talking life. You got to get to a place where you say, you know what? I got to stop talking about what I don't have and who's not here and what someone didn't give me. I got to stop talking death and I got to start talking life. Your world is a result of words you have spoken. When you look at your life, I promise you there is a connection between the life you live and the words you have spoken. And I challenge you right now, yeah, you gotta get to a place where you start speaking what you wanna see. You got to say what you wanna see. You got to say, I wanna be rich. I wanna be wealthy. I wanna build legacy. I wanna be healthy. I wanna have a good marriage. Matter of fact, just say I am. I am blessed. I am favored. I am healed. I am set free. I am victorious. I am an overcomer. I am overcoming these challenges. I am debt free. I am a powerful person. I am a spiritual person. I am a blessed man. I am a blessed woman. You got to speak not what you see, but what you want to see. When God in the Old Testament, whenever he wanted to change a person's destiny, he'd always change their name first. Why? Because your name gave you identity. Your name gave you purpose. And so if you look in the Bible, when God was getting ready to do something in someone's life in the Old Testament, oftentimes he changed their names. Because God has to change your name so he can change your confession. When God wants to take you to a new level, he has to give you a new name because that gives you new language. And he said, I don't want you calling yourself by your old name. Stop calling yourself who you used to be and start calling yourself who you're gonna be. Yeah. Stop calling yourself stupid. Stop calling yourself dumb. Stop calling yourself sick. Stop calling yourself fearful. Stop calling yourself afraid. That's your old name. That's who you used to be, but you're not that anymore. Right now, you got to declare, I'm not calling myself by my old name. I'm calling myself by my new name. And my new name is blessed, yeah. My new name is rich, yeah. My new name is healthy. My new name is powerful. My new name is confident. God says if you want to see different, you got to say something different. The Bible says that Jesus is on a boat. And when he's on this boat, there's a storm. And the storm is there and the winds are blowing and the waves are going and that the thunder is roaring and lightning, and there's this huge storm, so much so that the disciples think they're about to die. And I want to talk to somebody right now who feels like you're in a storm. You feel like you're overwhelmed by life. You feel like the waves of life are trying to take you out. I want to talk to somebody who feels like you're in the middle of a storm right now. A financial storm, a health storm, a relational storm. You just got the worst news of your life. Things you thought were supposed to happen didn't come to pass. You thought you'd be in a different place by now. You're looking at your age and you're saying, I can't believe I thought I'd be in a different place by this time. And so you feel like you're in the storm. You just got laid off. You feel like you're in the storm. The doctor just gave you a report. That's crazy. You're in the storm. Your children are mad at you and you don't have the relationships that you want to have. But I want to tell you what Jesus did when he saw the storm. The Bible says that he got up and the disciples are screaming and saying, do something, Jesus, help us. We're getting ready to die. Let me tell you what Jesus did. Jesus didn't cry. Jesus didn't complain. Jesus didn't get upset. The Bible says that Jesus looked at the storm and said, "Peace, be still." And when he spoke, the storm calmed down. The Bible says that Jesus didn't talk about the storm. The Bible says that Jesus spoke to the storm. And I want to talk to the person who spends all your time talking about every problem you have and what's wrong and what failed and what's messed up and how it's not coming together. I need you to do me a favor. Stop talking about your storm and start talking to your storm. That's right. Stop talking about the cancer and start talking to the cancer. Stop talking about the depression and start talking to the depression. And you got to look at your depression and say, "Depression, you got to get out my life. You got to get out my house." Why? Because this body doesn't belong to you. This mind doesn't belong to you. You got to stop talking about the sickness and you got to start talking to the sickness. And you got to tell the sickness, "Sickness, you got about 3 hours. You got about 3 days left in my life." You got to start talking to the chaos. You got to look your Goliath in the face and say, "Goliath, I'm not backing up. I'm not backing down." You got to stand flat foot and talk to your storm. Stop talking about how bad the job is. Start talking to the job. You got to wake up every morning and say, "This job is great. This job is good. This job is blessed. And because I have this job, I'm walking in on assignment. And because I'm in my assignment, I just know that this office is going to be filled with the best stuff that it needs to be filled with." Why? Because you stopped talking about it and you started talking to it. Poverty. Stop talking about poverty and start talking to poverty and say, "Poverty, you are not welcomed in my life. Poverty, you are not welcomed in my home. Matter of fact, I crowned you a landlord right now. You are the landlord of your life and you have the right to serve an eviction notice over every tenant in your life that don't belong there. I dare you to serve an eviction notice over cancer. I dare you to serve an eviction notice over poverty. I dare you to serve an eviction notice over lack. You got to tell lack, get out my life. You don't belong here. You don't need to be in this room. Get away from me." Why? Because I'm the landlord here and I speak to my storm and I tell my storm, "Peace, be still." You got to say something different. If you want to see something different, you got to say something different. Many of us, we love to read motivation. Many of us, we love to hear motivation. You can't just hear motivation. You got to speak motivation. You got to say what I'm saying. Don't just hear it and walk away from the video. No, you got to stop and say, "What I just heard, I got to repeat." And come on, right now, you got to hear what I'm saying and you got to repeat it. I am winning. You're not losing. I'm winning. Come on, I'm overcoming. I'm getting through this. I'm overcoming this challenge. I'm going to get through this mountain. I am going to make it to my destiny. I'm going to see my promise. I'm going to reach my future. I am going to build my legacy. I am going to have these kids. I am going to find that special person. I am going to get this degree. I am going to buy that house. I am going to do it. I'm not just hearing it. I'm going to speak it into my life because my words can change and shift my world.